This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with a somewhat off-the-beaten-path indicator of the health of the American labor market. From the good people at the U.S. Department of Labor this morning came a monthly report called, officially, the Job Opening and Labor Turnover Survey, JOLTS for short. From it, we learned that employers advertised 4.2 million jobs in February. For some context here, that's the highest number of job openings since January of 2008, which is to say right before the bottom fell out, as you remember. But as has happened all too often in the past, what, 4, 5, 6 years, if you dig a little bit deeper, things don't look quite as pretty, do they? Marketplace's Bree Benishore gets us up to speed on that one.
Remember that guy, that flight attendant who quit his job? Cursed out the plane.
Slater then activated the plane's inflatable emergency chute, slid down to the tarmac, and ran away, but not before grabbing beer from the concession cart.
In a way, our economy would be better off if more of us were like him. Not the flipping people off part, but the willingness to leave your job.
When people are quite confident that they can get a better job offer, they are willing to quit jobs that they find unpleasant.
Gary Bertless is an economist with the Brookings Institution. He says economists watch how often people are quitting. It's called the quits rate. And it's super low right now, 1.9%. And it hasn't really changed in 3 years.
People look around and they don't see the prospect of improving their situation very much. They're hanging on to the job they have, which lessens pressure on employers to give their workers good pay increases.
And it is exactly the low-wage jobs that are coming online right now in those 4.2 million job postings. Waiters, bartenders, temp workers. And by the way, these are job postings. It doesn't necessarily mean that employers are hiring people to fill all those positions.
One job opening is less likely to translate into a hire than it was before the recession hit.
Heidi Scherholz is an economist with the Economic Policy Institute. She says businesses still aren't seeing a ton of demand, so they don't need to hire someone right now. And
there are a lot of really desperate people out there, and there's a hope on the part of employers to get a really great worker for really cheap.
Which brings us back to why people aren't too hot to quit their job. Even if they find another one, they're not going to get much of a raise by switching. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
If you're looking for a job or thinking about quitting the one you have, let us know. We're collecting your stories. It's at our website, marketplace.org.